welcome everyone out tonight, September 27th, 6:30 regular meeting. We're going to start tonight with Coulter Allen, the leadness in the Pledge of Allegiance, followed by Russ Kiesel offering what you pray.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Gracious Father, which art in heaven, we humbly bow our heads before thee this evening, before the start of the city council meeting. We're grateful, Father in heaven, for the opportunity you have to live in Mount Pleasant, and for all the blessings that comes from living in this town. We ask thee, Father, to bless us as a council and bless us as citizens, that we will strive to do the very best that we feel is best for Mount Pleasant City and for the citizens. We're grateful, Father in heaven, for the moisture we've received, and ask you to continue to bless us with that which we need to get through the rest of this year, and bless us through the winter, Father in heaven, with the heavy snow. Father in heaven, we love thee, our dear brother and Savior Jesus Christ, we love thee. We ask thee once again that thy spirit might be in attendance with us on this night, and we do so in the name of thy Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Next, we'll have a roll call.
Lynn.
Here.
Paul.
Here.
Mike.
Here.
Paul.
Here.
Rondi.
Here.
Sam.
Okay, next is approval of minutes of our August 23rd, 2022 public hearing on the proposed library tax increase.
That's dated August 23rd?
Yes.
Yep.
I'll make the motion to approve the minutes. Public hearing, August 23rd, 2022.
I'll second it.
Okay, I have a motion by Sam, seconded by Paul, to approve the August 23rd, 2022 public hearing on the proposed library tax increase. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Next, we have approval minutes of the August 23rd, 2022 regular city council meeting minutes.
Two of them there, huh?
It's just a long, big package.
Yeah, you go all the way through it.
It's all that's stapled.
Yeah, I've been through
20-some pages.
Well, luckily, it's coming back. His minutes alone were 31 pages, and then there's like 5 or 6.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll make a motion to approve the minutes of August 23rd, city council meeting, regular city council meeting at 6:30.
Second. Okay, I have a motion by Paul, seconded by Russell, to approve the minutes of the August 23rd, 2022 regular city council meeting minutes. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Next is the August 30th, 2022 public hearing on the proposed library tax increase.
Well, I'll make a motion to approve the minutes for our public hearing held on August 30th, 2022 at 6:15 p.m. regarding the library tax increase.
Okay.
Okay, I have the motion by Rondi, seconded by Sam, to approve the minutes of the August 30th, 2022, public hearing on the proposed library tax increase. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Next is approval of the minutes of the August 30th special city council meeting minutes.
This meeting was just for the purpose of...
voting the library tax.
Approving the tax.
Yep, yep.
Funny.
Yeah, I was absent, so...
The only thing that I remember, if we get out in there, is that we changed it right from what was...
Excuse me for just a minute.
What we approved of that, so we have that in the comments on it. It was supposed to be, what, .7?
It was supposed to be .0007, and we changed it to .006. So we took a...
I guess if we just add that in there as money, just show that we, what we changed.
Would that be that hard to add in, Jeannie, that we just changed?
It just says...
Oh, changed from .0002?
Yeah.
Two.
Yeah. It just says it was changing the proposed rate to the .0, but it doesn't say what was changed from.
Yeah, resolution was changed.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Changed the tax rate to that from the initial proposed.
Which ultimately ended up being half.
Yeah, half of what was originally proposed. Somebody want to make a motion then to approve the minutes of that with that change?
Make a motion to approve it after all the changes. August 30th, special meeting, 6:00 PM on the library tax.
I'll second that motion.
Okay, I have a motion by Sam, seconded by Rondi, to approve the minutes of the special city council meeting held August 30th at 6:15 PM concerning the library tax with the changes noted that we changed it from .0007 to .0006, half of what was originally proposed. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Next is approval of claims dated 9/10/2022 to 9/24/2022 in the amount of $377,578.61.
It's like a big chunk of money, it's sports stuff, right?
To the what?
Sports.
Yeah.
Baseball stuff.
Baseball, a lot like the recreation this month. My big question's for the Christensen Arms, page 3.
That was a police department rifle.
Okay.
Yeah, a sniper rifle.
Yeah.
Cool.
Because John just went through sniper training.
That's great. They're nice guns. I just didn't know what the purpose of it was. So.
Yeah.
That's great, the law enforcement.
Hopefully it never has a purpose.
No.
Hopefully we never have to use it.
Right.
Chris Hansen Glass, page 4, the very top one. What was that? The word for it.
The rec center.
One door?
Yes, an exterior door.
$4,000.
Yep.
That's up on the east side of the rec center?
Yeah. Going into that dance room.
Is that installed?
Yes.
Yeah, that other door was... it was in need of repair.
Part of it's being paid with Mont's grant.
What made it so expensive? Is it a double door or just one single door?
Doors that went out of sight, period.
Just because of the supply issues?
Yeah, your front door on your house is now probably over $1,000. Just for a wood door, a steel door. Wow.
Well, another question I had was the gas bills. If you look at gas bills on the menu for everything, most everything's down 14, 19, 78. There's a reader down there, it's like $15. It's not been that cold, has it?
No. Yeah.
And then that John Deere Financial Aid, they finance that loan. And our payments are $14,000 a year.
That was the lease on it last year, wasn't it?
Did we, I don't know, was it John Deere Finance, or did we go with the, did we get a check on tax value here local to see what the interest rates were?
On the John Deere, I think it was through them.
I couldn't remember if we, I thought Raymond Day was here, we talked about that. It seemed like we talked to him about.
But the John Deere was that loader.
Yeah, I just don't understand. I just don't, I mean, I'm probably just stupid, but.
What page you on? Just so we get the same page quicker.
Why does it show five payments of $14,000, one of $9,000?
So those are the different department lines that Dave takes it out of.
Oh, I understand.
So the $14,000 ones are basically public works, and the other ones power.
Yeah, okay.
So they do pretty well.
I understand.
So we plan on keeping that case loader, or?
It's the John Deere.
It's the John Deere.
But the old case, are we?
Yes, keep it too.
Okay.
That's out Tonto, isn't it?
He's out in the industrial park, isn't he?
Yeah, we've got it out there, put that sewer in. Well, I'll make a motion, we approve, that we approve invoice register 9/10/2022 to 9/24/2022 in the amount of $377,578.61.
Second. Okay, I have the motion by Paul, seconded by Russell to approve claim register dated 9/10/2022 to 9/24/2022 in the amount of $377,578.61. Roll call.
Yes.
Paul?
Yes.
Paul?
Yes.
Rumpke?
Yes.
Sam?
Yes.
Requisition number 20220927-1756 to Roofless Diesel to repair the international dump truck, $4,408.78. We could have them take the sales tax off too. They have $278.78 of sales tax.
I don't know what that is. Must be on here, there is.
Are they still doing that, or are you sending in the tax stuff for the rebate?
I think so, we both, but if we can do more taxes before it's not too much. If they're on our visas, then we don't really have a choice. Or some.
Mainly visas.
We use that as a plow too, don't we? Salted, salted.
Yep. I'll make a motion, we approve requisition 20220927-1756 to the vendor Roofless Diesel in the amount of $4,408.78. Should we change that to the $4,130 and take the sales tax off and just approve it that way?
So it'd be the subtotal amount?
Yeah, so it'd be the subtotal amount of the $4,130.
Or
you've got that sales tax on.
Correction, in the amount of $4,130.
I'll second that motion.
Okay, I have the motion by Russell, seconded by Rondi, to approve requisition 2022-0927-1756 to Ruthless Diesel in the dollar amount of $4,130. Roll call.
Yes.
Paul?
Yes.
Paul?
Yes.
Rondi?
Yes.
Sam?
Yes.
Okay, next, we have a report from Dave and Nicky Needs on Rubio.
I'm sorry, I'll tell you that soon. These are basic numbers.
It was a good correction, though.
It was a great correction.
We got enough money to build a new arena down there.
We got some money to put in a fence, maybe. So we had a really good year. We tried something new this year. We added that third night. We thought we'd try it with it being the weekend, so we did Friday, Saturday, and Monday. We sold out on Saturday and Monday, which was awesome, and then our Friday was just a bonus. Our fun night was the most successful we've ever had. Since we've been on the committee, we made the most money and had the most turnout with entries and public participation, so that was great this year as well. I think people are excited to participate and be out there doing some fun activities. So. We just want to thank those of you that came out and helped. I know that I got run around from fence to fence, and I felt bad.
That's okay.
Russell held out the back gate, and Russell drove his truck, and Paul drove our back gate. Mike did dishes, so we're grateful for all of your help. I know Sammy, you guys helped us fire. Ronnie, I think I did a few. Thank you all for your support. That's what we want to say. We did have a really good year. So the one thing that I wanted to change, that we got a check from Central Utah Counseling after I had my final report from Jeannie. So our credits is an extra $2,460 for a total on our profit of $15,369 that we made off of the rodeo this year after everything else was paid. So that's a really good year for us.
Great.
We're gonna take it away. So we tried out the new royalty, we tried out the dirt dance, we tried a few things to try and get the community involved. And I don't know, the dirt dance was fun for our committee kids to go out and dance in the dirt, and that's about it. But other than that, it was really good.
Looking forward to next year, there's a few projects that need to be done. Some upgrading of the rough stock pens. Those of, they're coming on 40 years old and they've taken some abuse, and they had to cut a couple of the horses out of them this year that they got caught in. And luckily, no legs were broken or anything. We were able to cut them free. So we'll just have to do some upgrades to handle the increased ability of the stock as well. And a few things, there's a couple sections of the fence for the inside of the arena that needs to be upgraded, that is shown where. So there is going to be some expense that way. And we'll come and before we get started, come and bring it in front of you guys so you're aware of that. But all in all, I think we're in pretty good shape. You just keep maintaining it year to year and to keep it going.
Thoughts on the third night next year? We'll probably have a Friday night, fun night, Saturday, rodeo on the Monday, Tuesday, where the fourth will be on Tuesday. So we'll probably stick with that third day next year because I think it was a success. Yeah. When you start getting into the middle of the week and we lose some of the crowd, but we'll keep going with it, I think. It's awesome.
That third night was, we put it in place as a kind of an answer to the selling out every night. That gave us an opportunity to add, more seating without actually having to have the expense of doing anything serious. So, it's a fluid idea for us. So we're thinking more of adding it as maybe a community night next year, having maybe discounted tickets for community member family night type deal. Just to fill the seats, so we'll still make the same amount, but have more people in attendance. So, to help get back to the community that way, as we come this far.
So would that be the Saturday night or the Monday night? What would you think?
I don't know. We'll have to think about that, talk about it.
Are we just trying to go as normal for next year and then the following year, when it goes into the middle of the week, then do a... A cheaper night, something that way.
Yeah, that's what we'll have to discuss and maybe even hit up our stock contractor to get their ideas on what, you know, because they've been doing it a lot of years and they know kind of the ebb and flow of how those events go. I'm not sure what exactly we'd do, whether it be a Monday night, you know, or even the 4th, because how many people would stick around for that long holiday weekend? Because on the 4th, what we found is upwards of 60% of the attendance is out of town. We were able to track that off of our online sales, and 60% is out of town and out of state. So,
wow. We had a lot. Our one nut buster that won was from Sweden or somewhere. Which is great. They were good.
Tell us, there was child abuse in their country.
We're glad for them to have. I think advertising, we've been working and we're putting out radio ads. People are getting word, so people expect it. It's a tradition. They come down and forth. So. I'm asked every year, but if, you know, somebody finds money, we'd love aluminum seating. So we don't have to change out the wood and paint every year.
But, well, anyway. I don't know where the money goes, I guess. Get back in the general fund, maybe, but in my opinion, you should go back to upkeeping that and making it better.
Putting it in the arena.
That's my thought.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. It kind of just goes into the fund every year. We kind of just spend what we spend, and we don't really...
Don't really have much of it.
...make a number.
Yeah, we don't have a budget at all. It just, you know, that this is how we track it. We see what we make, and then it tells us, well, we have X amount of dollars to play with, because we expect to come close to that most years.
The other thing that makes that fund is they fall right on the fiscal year closing of the week. So
next year.
Yeah.
So that makes it hard too. We try to do most of our spending before that thing, but there is always last minute items.
I did want to say thanks to Colter too. He was on my on-call list. He dropped everything and got everything for me, so I appreciate our supervisors, Jeannie and Natalie. They're amazing. Just help out. I don't know. Probably wouldn't be nearly successful without our city workers, so I appreciate it. And the power guys were out there and helping build the speakers and things like that, so we really appreciate all the support. That was all for us.
We appreciate what you guys do for it, because that's what makes it a success. So
that's a big part of the 4th.
Yep. You spend a lot of hours on it.
Biggest part by far, yeah.
Yeah, it definitely takes its toll at the end of it.
great tradition.
Exciting to happen over
it. Well, thanks, you guys.
Thank you. Linda Nelson, discussion action development proposal. You're up, Linda.
Okay. I've got my correspondence in my letter. I just need to know where we can go with this, actually, as far as that property. Are you all familiar with that property?
This is a property that our truck plane comes down that for irrigation, doesn't it?
Yes, I believe it is. Yeah. I don't know exactly where that is, but I'd like someone to maybe show me where that is. That would be helpful.
It's been 40 years since.
Oh, boy.
I don't know if I can still remember.
I'm not energy, no, it's a sexual.
Well, and this is, oh, all this ground, I'm sure you all know, not all of it.
And this is the property, you know?
Historically.
In this chair.
And apparently, I don't know what's happened to the water irrigation on it. There is no irrigation. And that's another thing I want to talk about tonight, because I have a lot of interest in that property. But obviously, without irrigation, it makes a little different sowing tactic. So, and I know that Mount Pleasant operates their own irrigation, right? So how could we get irrigation on that property as well as the services and...
You'd have to buy water shares from somebody on Pleasant Creek.
Unless they had them. Unless
the owners have the water shares.
Okay, they don't have any.
The other issues on this is being out of city limits. We've put other people on hold with due to some current culinary water issues that we're working on.
And I was aware of it, and you were working on some other.
Yeah. The other, I mean, technically it'll have to be planning and zoning too, but...
Well, and I'm not looking at, as my letter indicated, I'm not implying or indicating or looking at a subdivision. But I have people that want to, you know, I know JD next door, and the neighbor on the other side, on the north side. And so if we could even get some approval for one or two homes in that area. The problem that we have is the access to the property is only from 9th East.
Look, and that's where I was going with that, is that there's no roads to any of that, so you can't landlock any of that property, so there would have to be...
Well, there's already a piece landlocked.
And so that creates another issue.
The 7 acres is a landlocked piece.
Is it clear to the top?
It's on the southeast
east
end.
Right. Is that Thornburg?
Yes. And so that is landlocked, but she would have access, they would have access through this property. But again, the people who are looking at this property are not looking at doing a major development or anything like that. I have two buyers right now that are interested in building one or two homes on the property. Maybe down the road, you know, that might change, but...
Is there a water main that goes up that road up to Dan?
Mills, yes.
It's only a 4-inch.
That ends up there.
Is that only a 4-inch?
No.
Yeah, it ends at, are you talking about on 35th North?
Yes.
That ends at, what's the lady's name?
Dixie's.
Dixie's, yes. Yes, that ends at Dixie's place. And I understand that there's an acre and a half just on 35th North that is owned by...
Ashley Earl.
Earl, right. And it's my understanding that that was approved by the council for...
The water connection.
Yes. Because they were thinking that they could maybe split that property, but then apparently they couldn't because it was the one they called on.
Yeah.
It looks to me like if they develop that, they'd probably have to put a road up that north side.
Somewhere there.
They'd have to do it.
Well, if they develop further back, yeah. Mm-hmm. They probably would have to. Because there would not be another access to... That's 7 acres without that.
Right.
But you know, that's again, I've got people looking at it, you know, just for grazing, but for, you know, one or two homes and having some livestock on it. And,
so there is no sewer. They have to tie in a sewer main in and extend the sewer main.
Yeah. And that would be.
Is JD on sewer or septic?
No, he's on septic.
Can they do septic?
You'd have to measure because they extended Main did get extended up there, I'll check, see what the footage is.
Just try there by sand.
I know, but you'd have to see what your footage is, because in the ordinance, it's 300 feet. So if it's within that 300 feet, no.
It's two of the top of Main Street also.
It would be pretty close to that.
Yeah.
So, since they've extended it.
Okay, tell me where it is.
So, right at the top of 9th East and 2nd North is what it got extended to. It used to be...
Right there by Sandy Manson's house, just in front of Sandy Manson's house.
Right on that intersection.
I don't think that's...
No.
The red brick house right there on the north of J.
Person on the...
Okay.
So it's just west of him, right, going down that road, on that intersection. It used to be about, I don't know, maybe three-quarter block.
So is that the canyon road there? Is that...
Mountainville Road, it goes around Mountainville, yeah. It cuts on 9th East there. But it's, you would just have to measure to see, if it's in that 300 feet, then the city ordinance is required, if it's in that 300 feet, then they...
So how do we get that measured?
It probably would be off the plot map.
According to the plot map, which is pretty, I was thinking since it's extended at once, it's probably...
128.
You keep getting this guy, is this...
He's a public works guy, so...
Is this a measuring guy?
Yeah, sorry.
What's his name, Newt?
Newtmeister?
Does he have sewer? Does he hook there?
No, he's not.
Because the sewer line was never close enough, extended that.
I didn't know if it came, well, I guess, come across Craig there, so...
No, it comes across the backside on Main Street, catches those two homes. I'm trying to remember the guy, not that trailer house, but the house south of it. It's in their backyard. But it's just a, it's not a big main.
It's probably four inch.
Yeah. And it runs south over to Main Street.
So they have to go to those manholes.
Yeah. And see, originally that wasn't there, but now it's probably pushed that 300 feet, so it might be...
Well, I don't...
Let's see what we can do with it.
I don't think we can really do anything with it until we get this well on the line.
I would think for your starting points in reality, which is getting an easement too for that road up through there started somehow, so that they, the buyers understand there has to be an easement for the road up through there. Is that been on the, I guess, talked about with them, the potential buyer?
Not at all.
So...
No. So why would we have to establish an easement now?
To go up that property through your homes?
Well, if they were doing a large development, multiple development, but again, they're only... The two buyers that I have right now are looking to, one is looking to just Grace Livestock, and the other one is looking to put in one or two homes.
But it would be to prevent...
So this is east, 9th East, and up?
Correct.
Well, that, there's actually, there's some important...
This is Jimmy Kukumeister right here. And this is Sandy Manson's home.
Thornburgs and Draper.
It sits like this.
And so they have...
So this is Jimmy's home right here. This is Sammy Manson's.
Right.
There's this vacant field here, and there's a big irrigation line, I think.
City tax bills have to be recorded.
So it's below 9th East, yeah?
No, it's east. It's east. It's out of the city. So really...
Well, there should be an easement on that, but I don't know what the width of that...
So this is the east side of Sammy's share then?
So it'd be the south side of Sammy's. Here's Sammy's. This is 900 East right here.
You wouldn't have to have been clear back...
This is 900 East Road. And here's JD's house, here's Sammy's house. There's a big field right here that goes that deep.
You probably might have been looking more like 81.
So, the only thing they could really do is the most would be put one house in probably.
That would have to be something on the city side. There should be a someone for that line.
I don't know how you'd ever subdivide it.
And that's Ted Boyd.
Then we'd say, right, and she'd have to put a road up here.
Is that Ted Boyd?
Come in and tie back to that one that comes down back to Christiansen's this way. That's the only way you'd subdivide it.
Don't know any of his family or carries.
Put a...
I'm sure he is, I'm related, so I... Ted's my uncle, which was...
Oh, yeah, you are related.
Yes.
I asked her if you knew that you were.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of the Thornburg name, any of them.
Well, she's a great person.
She's a great person. Did Jean get, what is her first name? Because I know Ted's been there for a long time, right? And I guess I've got to think...
Michael was her husband, and he passed away.
I mean, that's kind of separate, I guess, but...
Yeah.
I haven't heard from them forever. You know, they all moved away from out of state.
Well, Terry lives in Idaho.
In Idaho, yeah.
Do anything with it.
I don't see that we can. So you're not looking to develop this right now. You're just seeing...
Well, I am, because I need to know what I'm telling a buyer, prospective buyer.
Okay.
They're not wanting to subdivide it. They're wanting to build one or two homes, possibly.
Yeah, that's my primary buyer right now. That's what he's looking to do, is just build one or two homes.
So are they looking to buy the entire property?
Oh, yeah, they have to buy it. It all has to be sold together.
Altogether.
See, that's the other thing I'm saying. I don't know that record of easement is going to make much difference, really. Because it does have to be all sold together.
The Thornburg piece and the Draper piece?
Yes.
Since it's landlocked, it has to be.
Well, that's not the reason, but yes.
Okay.
But again, they have that, and Terry explained it to me, that they do have a historic agreement on access to that 7 acres.
Okay. And then as far as the irrigation goes, they're just going to have to research and try to find someone with willing to sell some shares.
Yeah, they'd have to put the sewer line over.
Yeah.
Most of you do be...
About Drew's?
Most of you do is one house, because they don't have, well, they're out in the county, so...
Larson?
I don't dare.
No. Angie Larson? Angie Perry, that's her. She was Larson.
Yes, I did talk to her about it. Wasn't aware of any that was available, but, I can keep advertising for it, see if we can find some, if we can.
That's interesting. There's no risers, nothing on that property.
There are.
There is rising, though.
Yes.
See, because that should have irrigation on that property.
At one time it did. About 10 acres probably did not.
Yeah.
Because there's like a...
Because they used to irrigate that, and that's, I'm just trying to remember.
Well, the front ten, I know they did, and the Thornburg property, I know.
I wonder.
That would be something they'd have to look at, irrigation company.
The only thing is, unless they turn them over to the city. Because when they, because just like everybody else, when they have them shares, they turn them over to the city. So there is those papers. Well, they used to be in Jane's office. I don't know if they've all got moved to.
Are you putting it in here?
No, sorry, Jeannie. There was those papers, I don't know if you've ever seen them, Jeannie, but it had lists of names and stuff like that and stuff on them, of properties that were turned over to the city.
So you're saying that they could have been turned over to the city?
Possibly.
That'd be interesting to find out.
With it not being in city limits, would that be something?
Yes, they've still been that back.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Well, as far as water on, it looks to me like they could only get that frontage and probably that Michael Thornburg where the water's available, just for a water service as far as irrigation.
Well, right now we're just looking for service.
We would have to come off 90s. Thornburg is further up there, and it's above Dixie.
Thornburg is directly east of Dixie. Not Dixie, but their original house there, the old house.
It's above, yeah, my grandma's house, above the old wooden.
Right.
So they probably have to...
Oh, you say above, it's east.
East, sorry.
Yeah.
East of.
And I don't know if it could go with the water tanks.
Yeah.
Because it would be pretty close to water tank. I don't know if they'd have enough pressure.
Yeah.
Well, we have some formulas. We can run some formulas to see, I guess.
I don't think they'd get more than that. You're going to get that higher.
Yeah.
I know we had this issue with the Rich Jones.
Yeah, same.
And it wasn't nearly as deep.
What about, the Thornburgs, I'm not, again, that's not my main goal.
Your main one's down.
The main is just right up on 19th, yeah.
Just on that frontage?
Mm-hmm, yeah, the Thornburg. So that subdivision is on the, on Second South. I sold that subdivision years ago, but anyway, and I'm sure you're all happy about that. Anyway, the Mowers were very good friends of mine, Artie Mower and Norman Mower. Anyway, there is some access, isn't there some access right with that? That building was built, the green style building there, it's very cool.
The which one?
The one on Second South, that one is set way back.
Oh, that's out in the county, we don't know, that's all in the county.
Oh, I thought it was serviced by the city.
There's that water to it, but it's in the county.
That's what I'm referring to. Because that would, that is practically due south of the Thornburg property, which is why I'm asking.
That would pressure off those upper tanks.
Yeah, but not all of those have your culinary to them either.
No.
Peterson's and that ain't that fed with it.
Yeah, they're on a well.
They would have a different pressure than.
Yeah.
At least if the buyers that I'm working with right now can be assured that they can build a home there, and maybe just have livestock or something, you know, have, just keep the rest of it for the family or whatever, for future development. How soon before your water is finalized?
I don't see any problem on the frontage. They'd have to extend the sewer over.
Yeah.
I kind of did some stuff on my phone. It looks like it's about 250 feet.
Yeah.
So it's in that 300 feet.
So.
I mean,
so what would the cost of that be about?
$300.
Don't say it like that. You're scaring the
These little supply is.
Supply and everything is a problem. Everything's gone. Piping and all that is gone. Ridiculous.
You're probably looking at at least $20,000.
Oh, you're looking at more than that. You're looking at more than that because it was 23 when we extended it to 900 East.
And that was
That was 2 years ago. Obviously, you're looking closer to 50.
Yeah. 35.
We extended it up to back, sir.
20.
Yeah.
We'd have to hook on Mr. Bob Backs to get up to this property.
Well, there's a manhole right on 900 East. We ran it up to 900 East at that time.
Yeah.
So you'd have to come off that manhole and go across. You'd be.
And then you'd have to look at elevations there.
Right.
Yep. Okay. So if you could get enough fall.
Well, and they probably could without, it depends on if they'd be able to have a basement and all that. Yeah. That would be where the hiccup might be.
And then as far as getting culinary water into that lot, you wouldn't be able to go too far east just because of pressure issues.
Yeah, the line's right there on the east. But
you could bring it up there ways to service.
Well, I mean, you're servicing 9th East.
Yeah, one or two homes. But as far as going very deep to the east.
Well, but then you've got 35th North that you're servicing too.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's pretty maxed out on its pressure as well as pushing uphill. Because
it's more electricity. They have to build a road up there, too.
On the 19th.
They have to build a road in there, too. They could put one house probably on the 19th. So this is 19th right here.
Right. I'm saying they could
probably put
one right there.
One right there, and that would be it. Without doing a subdivision.
I don't know what access. I'd have to.
We need to shut off the water outside the city.
And you can build. As long as you have your easement, you can build for your access, you can build homes.
Well,
you have to have a 40-foot road though now.
Pardon?
You have to have a 40-foot road with the county.
Right, but you have to have a 200-foot frontage.
Yeah.
I don't think that you've got that. According to this, it was 170 feet frontage.
On the plot map, it shows 198.98.
Then you've got that easement on the water line, so that's going to cut it down some more.
Yeah, I need to know where that water line is.
It's pretty much on that very north side.
That north side goes like this.
A little bit of an angle up through there too.
And there is a, there's something, oh, it was the irrigation.
That would be the irrigation.
This is something we do some more planning on the table for the night.
I think that, correct me if I'm wrong, I'm pretty sure the irrigation line would be, it's not the city, that's actually the irrigation company.
That's the irrigation companies, yes.
So technically, we don't have, so, because it don't come to the city until second north down there at the central valve. That's where it separates city from irrigation.
Yeah, it would be all irrigation line up there.
It looks like we've got...
Can we get some more information or what are we going to do?
I think that's your best, do a little more research on it.
Linda, how, I guess, is your buyer pretty anxious, I'm sure, to buy and get going or...
Well, sure. Yeah. And I'm not sure how soon they're going to plan on building, but I have to assure them that they can build on this property, so...
I don't think we could assure that because we don't know what our water's going to do. And outside the city limits, we couldn't give them a guarantee.
No.
At any time. We couldn't guarantee that for sure, being outside the city limits.
Or is it the only down?
Well...
Yes or no, the only thing to me in the counter that would be we just give Ashley Earl that permission. And he's not the county.
The only thing is, I know our last mayors and commissioners meeting, all the cities now have locked down to no outside...
Outside stuff.
Outside stuff except for us. We're the only city, I think, now that's still giving outside stuff.
Well, and the...
They're going to annex it or do something.
As far as that, though, I mean, I don't feel fair that we couldn't give an ID to something like that where we just give permission after our...
Well, I'm just saying if it's two or three years down the road, we can't guarantee it today is what I'm saying.
Yes.
Well...
But as far as...
But if your system is in and you'd be able to service it, right? Any system that you're putting together?
Depends on how many other lots we get in town that we've got water going to.
Don't build any more lots in town.
There's already lots in town that people are trying to build.
A lot of land got built and destroyed.
There have been...
All those houses that are out there now.
Yeah, there have been some people that are making plans to develop within our city boundaries and that's our priority with our resources is those within the city boundaries. And we've kind of, you know, told them that we would, you know, be willing to provide them with the water. So we've made a commitment to them.
Well, I understand that. And again,
outside of this one up here.
I would agree with Sam that the girls, you know, that is quite a ways off of 90 feet.
But one home here, you know.
One or two homes, I wouldn't say I'd guarantee it, but I wouldn't see, you know, if it's only one or two homes, I don't. I mean, that's where it would... Like I said, we'd give permission to Ashley Earl on that and we, you know, that's where I'd have a hard time, I guess, saying they can build one home there.
One home, but I don't see...
That's the way I feel about it, just right off the...
Granted, other than they need to be assured that they need to extend the sewer. And I don't know what that would do to your cell, but, you know, they'd have to look into the cost of that. You know, and that's outside of the city, that's on their own contractor. But whoever buys it to extend it, they'd have to just get a contractor and...
Extend that.
Well, how much property is there altogether?
27.
37?
27.
27.
Well, those upper ones, I don't see any way we can...
No. No, and if it's all been sold as one thing, I mean, They really couldn't subdivide it.
No, they'd have to provide their own water, their own well or whatever.
So is there sewer at Earl's?
No.
No. But the main on it is over the 300 feet distance of the city of Large.
Okay.
So.
It's at Earl's and went that direction.
If what?
It was at Earl's and went that direction.
The water connection's there. It's already been approved for a water connection on that one to build a home. So. Maybe just have to do a septic tank on that one.
It must be just on the other side of Jones. Jones is here that he's talking about.
So it's right south. You know that empty field there, south of Sammy Madsen's?
That's Jones is right there.
Clearlawn Party's lane. Do you still have it pulled up on your phone?
What's that?
Do you still have it pulled up on your phone?
No.
That's all right. I don't know how we get water curl up into there with the 4-inch main.
We wouldn't get any water up there. That would just kind of
come down. Getting water in there.
Okay, so that, whoops, it flipped on us. That is Sammy's house right there, and this is J.D. Kuchenmeister. So she's talking this piece that goes clear back up like that.
So they would be, they would be able to build right there on 90s.
Right.
And they would have a service at that point other than that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
I think that's what the one fellow is, that's what he's thinking, is if you could do two homes right there at 9th East, or I don't know, right there,
right
at the 9th East frontage, somewhere like that, then that he would.
Probably do one. I don't know if you could get two in there.
Yeah, I don't know. You'd have to just search your frontages and see what the codes are and throw them out. But.
You can get to it.
I can't remember what the frontage requirements are.
I'm just going to put the acre piece.
It all depends on where that water line is. I mean, if you.
And how big that easement is and everything.
How wide that easement is.
Well, I'm sure that whoever put in the easement for the water line, that, and it's irrigation. Mm-hmm. Interesting. But you're not going to run it down the middle of the property, so.
Yeah, so that would actually, so Linda, that wouldn't be the city. That's where it's actually, going to be the irrigation company. So if it would fall under that, I don't know if Angie would know.
We'll look that up too.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know if we'd have record of that on that for us, because it's the irrigation company, not the city irrigation.
I bet you Mark.
Mark and Dan or Angie might be able to. If we went back, Angie Parrish would be able to look that up maybe too, as far as the easement on that goes. I guess that's my take on it. As far as development, other than maybe one home, as far as you're doing right there on 9th East.
If somebody's going to run, $50,000 for a sewer line.
Yeah,
Probably should
put
two houses,
I mean,
that would make sense to me, but what do I know?
Well, the only reason I wouldn't say two houses is without knowing the footages and everything on all that and where everything's at, that's why I wouldn't dare say two homes.
Question on you, Sam. Are they running the new irrigation line down that same easement?
That I don't know for sure.
So there's another irrigation line coming down through there when we separate the lines.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd have to
read. Are they replacing the one that's there?
No, they're adding another.
But
it's possible. I don't remember where the easement was on that.
I'm trying to remember if we were coming down.
We get the table. I didn't see the easement.
I remember I was coming down east somewhere.
Be nice to see something on that.
Yeah.
I'd have to double check that one. We were right.
We get a good view of the drawing, but I don't think.
The main perception of the farmers, because that's the main line that feeds the farmers. Because the east zone is more city, where it comes across and then comes down and feeds that east, and then we were going to actually use that and then branch out across that way. That's originally, but it.
So what's your opinion?
I'd have to double check.
Table to get more information for sure.
I
turn it over to Golder and then
get some feedback on how big a right-of-way that is. Like I said, we could do one, but I wouldn't promise anything more than one.
Yeah, I would feel free about one, like I said, but without knowing all the...
The details.
The details for the rest, but I would dare say two.
So what we're going to do, we're going to table it for tonight. We're going to have our Public Works look at it.
Okay.
And see where the sewer and the water is and the easement, if we're going to have that water irrigation come down through that, that could... So we're just going to table, wait for more information.
That could, what? You didn't finish that sentence. If you had that irrigation come down through there, that could what?
Oh, I don't know. I mean...
It just depends on that easement, how wide that easement is, not to be on that big line coming down.
Well, and I would say...
Well, it doesn't sound like anybody knows where that easement is.
It's not ours.
I understand.
It's the irrigation.
I understand that.
It's recorded, so we're...
I have all the recorded information on this property. I have a complete title report on it, and I don't have an easement recorded on this.
Well, would we be comfortable, would everybody comfortable saying, okay, with one, and then table the second connection until finding tender other information? I mean, in reality, like I say, they we give single connections to other people.
Yeah.
I mean, in my opinion, that's unfair. I'm not...
Yeah.
You know, I mean...
I don't see how you do the second one.
Yeah, the second one without further information, I wouldn't care. I'm not comfortable with it. But at least that's a start, I would hope.
The thing about it is, though, this is county.
It is.
We can't really... Say you can't build another one. If they want to build another one and have a well service, they can.
They can, yes, that is true.
Yeah.
However, the city...
You know where I can buy a water right? It's so long by.
Yeah. No, I know.
However, it's still in the city buffer zone, so we do still have that, that say over it as far as that. But in my opinion, I don't know if we need to make a motion on it, I guess.
And that is a half acre buffer zone right there.
Half acre. The city buffer zone goes out a mile.
Right. There's a half acre and then it goes to a acre.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean the
lot size.
The buffer zone there? Okay.
Yeah.
But anyway, I don't know. I agree. I think we need more information, but I think that it would be hard for us not to say at least one.
Do we... I've been looking through the city code. What's the frontage requirement for a lot to build on?
90 feet in city limits, but I don't know in the county.
Okay.
Yeah, but eventually it'll all get annexed into the city, so it's still, in the buffer zone, you still follow the city, we still follow the city code.
Yeah, it's 90 feet in the city.
I mean, it won't, ain't gonna happen overnight, but...
So this is got frontage. What?
Yeah, it has the frontage.
So what do you think? Approve one tonight?
I would go with that.
Yeah.
Yay!
Where relatives of mine, that's not why I'm doing it.
Yeah.
Just so you know, I'll sustain my vote, but...
And this is contingent, but they will...
Right.
They will...
So you need a motion on that?
They'll bring the sewer down.
Go ahead and make your motion then.
Let's get an action.
So we can get on to the...
Yeah, we can go on here. If we're going to do it, let's get her done. I mean, one, you can't keep her from building one because we've already given to one.
I know, but somewhere, where do we draw the line?
Well,
we got to put a stop in it.
Somewhere we got it.
We're going to, yes. I agree 100%, because where we haven't done that, that's what I kind of don't feel.
We haven't created a ordinance or policy.
So we're approving one?
I think so.
Somebody want to make the motion then?
Sure, I'll make a motion. Approve one lot.
Let's go out to lunch.
I don't know how to word this.
Just one letter hooked up on that property.
One letter hooked up on the property of... Whose property is it?
What's the water situation up there right now, Colter? What, what kind of pressure they get up there where they're at. Do you have any problems with it?
No.
Carrie Draper, trustee.
I don't know what the water level is at his house. I'm not with the same one.
I'm not with the same.
That's what I would just say.
I'm not in Ohio, but I don't know what they're on top of my head.
First North.
But there's no problem, you haven't had any citizens above 90 complain about water.
Okay, I'll make a motion that we approve the water hookup for the lot on 9th East and approximately 150 North. For Sister Nielsen, Linda Nielsen.
I beg your pardon?
Okay.
You weren't cussing at me, were you?
No, no.
Oh, good, yeah.
Okay, do I have a second?
I'll second that motion.
I'll second that.
Had the motion by Paul, seconded by Rondi to approve one water hookup, one water connection on 900 East, approximately 150 North.
Contingent that they...
Run the sewer line.
Sewer line to the property.
To the property.
Sewer main to the property.
160.
Is it 160?
Okay.
All right. Roll call.
Yes.
Paul?
Yes.
Paul?
Yes.
Rondi?
Yes.
Sam?
And sustain.
Trustee?
Yes.
Foster family?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay.
Appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Yeah. At some point, we need to create it.
I agree.
Yeah, we need to shut it down and no outside sewer line.
Until we get the second water.
Would it be an ordinance or a policy?
Well, it'd be amended.
Amendment?
Yeah.
Ordinance, but we don't allow outside city limits water.
Until further development outside.
Until it's annexed into the city.
Well, annexed, let's see if it's annexed.
Yeah.
And if we did do 9th, we'd have to do the whole, you know, we don't want to create islands or peninsulas or...
I understand that.
So...
40 years in the business, I got that.
Yeah, we want to make, yeah, the whole buffer zone probably.
All right.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you, sure.
Okay, next is ordinance 2022-01. Jan, did you guys want to present anything with that? Did you see it? Did you see our new ordinance?
Oh, I didn't.
That's what was...
You did, the ordinance.
Well, that's what we got on the agenda to approve.
Oh, yeah.
Tobacco-free. So the ordinance 2022-01, an ordinance prohibiting the use of tobacco in any form in the city park, cemetery, and recreational areas within the Mount Pleasant city.
I was thinking on the old one that was talking about, I haven't heard this one yet, about the e-cigarette.
Yeah, it is on.
It's on here on section one, tobacco use prohibits in outdoor facilities. No person shall use any form of tobacco or e-cigarettes at or on any city-owned or operated outdoor facility, including playgrounds, splash pad, parks, athletic fields, restrooms, and the cemetery.
Couldn't we just put all city properties?
Well, I mean, my curiosity was, not all of the e-cigarettes are tobacco. They don't have nicotine in them, right? I'm not familiar enough with them, but I don't use them, but I... Some of them may be, some don't, right? I don't know.
They can do weed and some, yeah.
Oh, well, I...
I think we just outlaw them all, because then you don't have to go around and try and change and think who's got what.
Well, that's what I just, well, that was my only thought is...
On city property.
Yeah, on city properties.
But my only thing is if they're saying tobacco use, and then somebody says, well, it got no nicotine in it, no matter smoking it.
Yeah.
Any form of tobacco or e-cigarettes.
Or e-cigarettes, yeah.
At or on any city-owned and operated outdoor facility, including playgrounds, splash pad.
Okay. Would that say words?
Or e-cigarettes.
I just trying to...
Maybe in the title we could have that.
So that would, you know, all city property, that includes the Contoy Arena, the rodeo grounds.
Let's do it all, yeah.
Places where people probably use tobacco.
Well, and we went out and did an environmental scan on that park just last night.
I wonder what effect that have on the Contoy though down there?
But I'm just saying, you know, like, and we found out places where there's smoking, you know. know.
You found all their hiding corners?
I kind of did, yep. And so, you know, but that kind of helps for like us improving our park too. Not to have places that they can get behind and hide or so much, you know what I mean? So, because that's kind of where, it's more over, if you can believe this, it's more over by the pavilion.
Oh, yeah.
It's where it is.
I could add in the title, because it's not in the title, that the use of tobacco in any form or e-cigarettes in the city park cemetery recreational areas within Mount Pleasant City, if that would help with the e-cigarette part.
And I agree, I think it should be all city property.
All city properties.
All city properties.
And like the health department said they would provide signs for, remember they brought them.
The signs they have, yeah.
Examples of the signs, so that, you know, you could take them with you and get one that you guys like, I guess, you know, but that's what they do.
And I do know, like in the contour, there is a lot of people, you know, different out of, because I know some of the rodeo, not classifying them that way, but maybe that small pursuit, whatever, we can designate a specific area for them and do that at though.
Yeah, it's usually 25 foot from like a building.
You know, so at least it's, so that way it won't necessarily affect, but at least indoors it shouldn't be doing it at all.
Right. And around a lot of people, that way, as long as you got a special.
Do we need that in the ordinance? Is that needed?
So on the one it says on any city owned or operated outdoor facility, and then it just names off some of them, but we can take off it, name it off and just have it any city owned or operated property.
That's what I'd say the easiest, and we're not leaving that now, so.
Yeah. Clearly state city owned property.
City owned or operated property, or some other property we don't own.
Yeah, like the library, we don't own the technically, only a little bit, well, I guess kind of we do know, but.
You need to add in that ordinance unless otherwise designated. You need to add that wording in.
Yeah, because that way then we could have a designated area.
Otherwise they can be cited there also.
I think that'd be good to have some designated areas for.
A lot of smokers are pretty decent, most of them I think have, that I've been around, some of them are pretty good for. Then you got some that just don't care.
Yeah.
You get a mix of them, but I think most people are pretty decent. Even then, it's still good to keep it out of the area.
Yep.
Well, and it seems to be more prevalent, it's getting to be more prevalent that people are vaping more.
Yes.
I mean, it's the new way, I guess.
You can see them.
Well, these areas are where kids, you know, are watching these people and it's.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
We had that at a ball tournament this summer, where these people were just, you know, they had their vapes and they're, you know, just passing them back and forth as fast as they can.
And they don't consider that as tobacco or even cigarette use.
Right, and around you, but like it's bad for your lungs.
Oh, it's.
It is horrible for your lungs. It crystallizes them basically, all that stuff in there makes it hard eventually.
Well, I don't know how they drug, because you see some of them that smoke.
I know, they have.
I mean, I don't know how they even drug, but I pour it out of those, but.
Yeah.
No, I'm in favor of this.
Yeah, me too.
We need to vote.
So how, I guess what we need to do is get, how we're wording the ordinance there on the top.
That's what the state already state that inside any public building, it has to be within 25 feet, so I don't know that you necessarily, that's I think why it was naming out these other things, because the state code already tells you that.
Right, right.
This is stating what you guys are saying in our city no longer, is also included.
Right, the state laws.
There's also an act section, it said right here.
Any city facility, I think it's mostly towards the outdoor facilities.
It's the outdoor.
Yeah.
It's indoor, it's already.
Yeah, it's already covered by the state.
Because it says it's in to enact in section 2638-6 of Utah code restricting indoor.
Smoking, yeah.
Outdoor places, and yeah, I think it's all there. Other, so maybe what we just do is make, Mike can make a motion to adopt the ordinance 2022 for an ordinance prohibiting the use of tobacco in any form in the city park.
I think we ought to add and tobacco or e-cigarettes in that.
Or e-cigarettes in the city parks, cemetery, recreational areas. We can add.
So what I guess to do is just make the motion in adopting that in with the corrections that we've discussed about that. Make it easier.
City owned or operated outdoor facility.
Because then we can change those corrections.
Well, then we just take out like city parks and just put in any.
City owned.
City owned or operated areas within the Mount Pleasant City.
And two, it is city owned or operated outdoor facility.
I include vehicles. I think we've already got a policy that no smoking in.
And parks.
City vehicles.
City vehicles.
Yeah, city vehicles.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's in our public.
Yeah, our policies.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Okay.
Did you make that motion, Vince?
Yes, you made that motion.
You need someone to second that?
Yes.
Well, I'll second that motion made by Sam.
Yeah, motion. Motion by Sam, seconded by Rondi to approve Mount Pleasant City Ordinance 2022-1. An ordinance prohibiting the use of tobacco or e-cigarettes in any form in Woodland Estate in any city owned or operated properties.
Okay.
Within the Mount Pleasant City limit or city.
Within Mount Pleasant City.
Just to make sure we got that worded right there. And then do we need to, unless otherwise designated?
With other corrections as we discussed.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. Okay. Roll call.
Yes.
Paul.
Yes.
Paul.
Yes.
Rondi.
Yes.
Sam.
Yes.
Okay. Public participation. Tammy, we're going to have you come up and do yours since I left it off the agenda.
Okay.
Sorry.
I just want to thank all of you.
Thank you guys for helping us recognize it.
Yeah, thank you. We're excited.
All right.
Okay, I'll tell you all. I'm Tammy Hudson. This is Carrie and Brent Willard.
Hi.
We all live in Milburn. We live in this beautiful place. You have a nice city, though.
I would concur with you. It's very pretty out there.
It is.
You got to come up with Rigby, though.
So we're part of the
board. Okay.
So we just want to make a proposal before you guys, if you can get permission to do light nativity. It's not just one scene. It's a progressive scene. And we want to do it out at the park. And maybe use the parking lot on the west side of the rodeo grounds and maybe part of the rodeo grounds.
We just want to do it one night, so December 5th.
And there's no cost.
No cost, it's great.
It's just a Christian celebration.
I love it.
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah, see, no way.
And it's not like a nativity scene like what you think of when you see the nativity. It is a progressive experience to go through.
So you go to the wise men and they tell you what they saw, and then you go to the shepherds and they said what they saw, and then you end up with Mary and Joseph and the baby.
So is it walking or just vehicle?
It's walking.
Walking.
Oh, okay.
December the 5th is what day?
It's a Monday.
Monday, okay.
It's a Monday. The other thing is we would have some fires because at some of those different stations, otherwise they get way too cold. And these guys came from American Fork. They've been here for like 4.5 years.
Yeah.
They done it up there at their house, which was outside city limits. But they had thousands of people coming. So a couple of years ago, she done it in Milburn, and because Milburn is the North Pole, it was really too cold. And so we didn't, she didn't get the turnout, and so we're just looking for a location to do a community event, and just do something fun during the holidays to celebrate Christ.
I agree 100%. The only thing it strikes me is on the city side, looking at it as far as liability issues. So like if you're talking parking and all that, is there going to be some way to, you guys will have some kind of, I guess, plan, is what I'm, I guess, asking?
Yes, and we kind of had a plan in our mind, but then dragging here, we need to just look at it a little more, because we wanted to use the parking lot as where the baby Jesus would be. But we decided we don't want to do that because it will be too noisy, because we'd rather just use that for parking.
Yeah.
But then they would walk around, and this is the one thing we really need from you, is if you would let us use the concession stand. We have a sponsor who's going to donate hot chocolate, so there's no cost for anything like that. We would just need to know if we could use that concession stand building, use the keys, and we will make sure everything's cleaned. And taking care of it might take us till December 6th to get it all cleaned up, but we'll do it.
I'm just trying to think. Eric, we talked about it before, but restroom might be another thing that could be.
It freeze up on us.
It would freeze up on us, but depending on the weather.
That's what we was going to ask you, because there's those on the east side of the park, right? Is there other bathrooms?
Yeah, but they all get shut down. They all get shut down because there's no heat in them. But my thought was, I'm just wondering if we could run a temporary heater in them to kind of just heat them or something. I don't know. Or just bring a porta potty in or something. Maybe if you guys, you know.
Maybe the porta potties come in for our celebration on May.
We do.
Yeah, I don't remember what. That's right after November.
That's November 26th.
Week before.
You could use that whole rodeo ground, so whatever.
Is that, and we want to be able to use the park part also.
There's already a fire pit there we can use for the shepherds, and then we have access to another big fire pit that's portable that we could bring for another area. But we might have to make one fire. But we will have plenty of people, volunteers, that will help with parking and help with controlling fires and watching fires. And
so we have the fire barrels that we use for our city lighting.
Oh.
They work great, too.
They could be used.
That would be awesome. That would be good.
You don't see a problem with that, do you, Colter? Using those?
No, that'd be great.
Yeah, so
because we've got, what, five? Four or five?
I got a bunch of them. At least five.
And I have one more question. Where we in the past, up in American Fork, we would have maybe 20 angels, young women or something like that, that would be, we had them up on haystacks in there. That's probably not totally practical here, especially with the liability, you know. Kids falling off of their haystack or something like that. We were thinking of putting them on bleachers. Do you guys have one section of bleachers that is more portable or able to be moved?
I think they're all welded to the post.
What about up the ballpark? Are they all?
Ours are in the schools though.
Remind me, is the one still there by the park?
Yeah, there are only five steps.
It
doesn't need to be there. That would probably be adequate.
Like I said, my big thought's always liability, I guess, but they have lighting or something on, so they no trip hazard.
That's part of it, as people, that group of people come through and they walk by the angels, and all of a sudden, bright floodlights come on, and they're white, and it's.
So they could probably use those that are up there that are portable.
So as people come, they'll get put in groups, and then they'll go through as a whole group, and then the next group will go through.
Yeah, probably not more than 12, because we want it to feel more intimate. So, yeah, that would be good. The other question I have is there on the east side, is there like two buildings? One is a bathroom. Seems like there's two buildings there.
Just one.
On which one? On the park?
On the park.
Yeah, it's just the, building.
West of the cemetery, just to...
There's a, just a, one building there.
Oh, is there?
Just the bathrooms?
The bathrooms, and there's like a garage attached to that.
There's a garage attached, is it got stuff in it probably?
Yeah, it's full.
So we were just trying to figure out where to have the inn, so that people can come to the inn and say, we're looking for...
Because we can figure all that out.
You'd have the pavilions, there's two pavilions there.
Yeah, talked about that, yeah, we have talked about that. We just thought, well, if there was a part of a building that we could just... We just probably have, we'll probably have 6 or 7 innkeepers. So one innkeeper will take a group, and then the next one, and then they come back and rotate. So anyway, I was just trying to figure out an inn without having to build one or something, so...
Be too hard to clean that garage part out.
There's a lot of recreation stuff, they put the float in there.
Soccer stuff.
Soccer.
And it's winter, but I think we could figure something out with the pavilion.
And if you guys would like more details as far as when it gets closer, we have everything finalized, we can come back with an actual map showing you exactly if that's what you'd be interested in.
Yeah, I think it'd be good.
That'd be good, we'd like to see that.
Like I said, I'm not trying to scare you off or hinder anything on the liability, I just...
No, we don't want to be, that's what these are, like, yes, it's just a celebration.
Yeah, 100%.
It's awesome.
It is.
I think the biggest thing we'd need to know is what you'd need, like, plowed.
Right, and it's...
So like, you know, for like, plowing that parking lot, or having, making sure that parking lot was pushed over.
If we brought you back our final plan, say in November, then is there a contact, like, could I just contact Coulter and get the burn barrels? And who would I contact to plow?
It would be all Coulter, so...
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so I mean, if we come back in November, have it finalized, then I could just work with Coulter? I don't want to make a huge job for him. We have, our husbands are going to help us, there's a lot of people that will help us.
Yeah.
But we just want a location that's more central, so more people can enjoy the experience.
You're the hub.
There you go.
I think it's awesome.
I do too.
I think it's awesome, we got people who will do this.
Yeah, so if you need something more from us, otherwise we'll just come back in November with our plan.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay, thank you very much.
Coulter, do they turn the power off out there? The power's still always on out there, isn't it? To the rodeo ground.
Rodeo ground. I usually shut the breakers off to winterize the building, but we can turn them on.
And they say, we might need power.
I think you'd want power out there, and that's why I was making sure that, I thought it was the breakers turned off.
That was one more question, is if there's going to be a charge to...
No.
Okay, that will be awesome, thank you so much, yeah. And hopefully it's good this year and it will be better next year. But once out, we'll just continue to do it.
That's awesome.
In American Fork, we started out and just word of mouth, we did not pass anything else out. We ended up with 3,500 people. Kids coming clear from
Spanish Fork,
all the single wards would come and... I
think it'd be important on our lighting, because we get a lot of people coming into town on our lighting celebration, have some type of poster or some type of advertisement there during that, which would be, you know, cheap and easy for you.
Well, we could send it, can't we add a little, if you had a little poster, something we could add on our city letter.
We could.
And I could ask all the cities if they do that. I could just say that, and then we'll just do some sort of other social media.
It may be good to have that for the end of October.
Okay.
So that we put it in our November newsletter that goes out to the city. Because the 5th is going to be cutting it real close to, getting...
Well, you'll just get your November letter.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, yes.
Yeah, so that would be cutting it real close.
Okay, I'll work with Jeannie on that. Getting her the advertisement.
Or Natalie, Natalie does the newsletter, so...
Okay, I'll do that. Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah, this is great.
Have a good...
Stay warm in Melbourne.
for a second.
All right, council reports, Lynn.
5 minutes to get all council reports.
I know it.
Just about done with that.
Okay, I'm gonna.
Soccer, Wednesday will be done with that. Then football's still going, hot and heavy. And then she's been fighting for a long time that leak in the roof up there. At the rec center. And that's been done with it.
I talked to Vern a week ago and he said he'd go look at it.
Is that an old weight room?
No, it's.
The thing has so many issues. We had so many issues over the years.
It's in different places. Yeah, at the rec center.
Good old Vernon up there.
I've called him numerous times. Mike's talked to him. But he's never made it. I will be calling him.
Was there somebody else that you tried to call from the lawyer?
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering. Maybe I'm gonna talk to him.
DJ?
Troy Johnson.
Yeah. Get somebody else up there. We can't get somebody else. Get it going. We're still gonna have to put on answering calls and call them. Let's move on to somebody else.
Try Troy. Calder, Troy Johnson, PJ.
Okay. I can't remember the company to come out and redid that roof and put that roof on it. That's been 20 years ago.
And then I have no other place to go, so I'm going to have to bring this up here. But we've got an employee that's physically not able to do his job. So I think we need to have him go take that physical, like in 8.6 on our manual. And then I think we need to have a closed door meeting next time and see what we're going to do. And there's also some other issues with it, so.
Okay.
And then, I got a call Friday wondering why they had the water on the park with just after the rainstorm. So gonna have to kind of watch that a little bit. And then too, I don't know who's been on call the last couple of weeks, but those the restrooms and pavilions, it's been a mess come Monday morning. So they're going to get paid to do the job and do the cleaning. So
it was a mess on Sunday night, I know that.
So it was, yeah. The restroom, I mean, it was terrible. Same with the power plants. So.
They shouldn't have made the power plant parked off yet.
Not yet.
How many did we shut them off after Labor Day?
We decided to keep it open a little longer. We had some more reservations.
Oh. Don't they?
Yeah, but we. An argument on how long they take the campgrounds open.
I think we usually, well, we always shut them down because if they have reservations, they should have a trailer. If they have a trailer, so there's no camping up there. They should be able to use the sewer cleanouts and everything they're up there.
But yeah, we only got the one sewer. And we just got a big bunch up there last week. I mean, it was clear full. Clear full. Every spot, I mean, it was,
yeah. So, I mean, that's a hard one because in reality, we don't want to freeze our stuff because there's no heat up there. I mean, no, so why would, granted somebody reserves it, but we just need to let them know if there's no bathroom. I mean, otherwise the money we pay is just going to go to stuff. I mean, granted, this year has been warmer, but.
That's right.
And maybe it's case by case thing, but.
I think if it gets cold snap, it's not that hard to winterize it. It can only take a little bit, so.
Now, if you can get to it, if you're not tied up, I know how public works is, you might be going 10 different directions. So, if you got irrigation breaks or something that's a higher priority and you got tied up on that, then if you don't get to that, it freezes and breaks, I mean, you're in trouble. That's my only thoughts. I mean, I'm not.
We probably ought to set it just a shut off date of September 15th or something. And,
I think we'd be better off doing that long run because You just never know.
We're usually pretty good till about September 15th.
There was a discussion last year, some thought that it could go off after the rain, some thought that it would until the end of September, and I don't know that anybody here finally came to a decision.
No, we didn't.
We've always done way more than that. Especially being higher up, I mean, it's higher up there, it's colder up there than it is down low.
Side creek.
But anyway, I guess not.
Was most of, were they riders and stuff that was up there?
No, they just ATV riders.
ATV boy.
Yeah, they.
Well, they got their own trailers, don't they?
Yeah, but they still used, well, actually, once some people staying in the enclosed, they didn't have the restroom, but they just had their enclosed and beds and stuff in it, but.
That'd still be on there, really, I guess.
We don't want it to freeze up, so.
That power plant park was loaded Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, they.
There was a lot of people in there.
There's a lot of people using it.
That proved it crazy.
But again, it's good weather.
That might have been, we had a lady come in that her son had passed away and they were gonna do a memorial at the power plant park.
I just know there was a lot of people there Sunday afternoon. What else?
Well, I think that's about it, yeah.
What you got, Paul?
I'm wondering about the sale of the vehicles in the yard, have we?
I've got this together, I've got two more vehicles to add to it and get to Jeannie, and then she's gonna list them.
Okay, we'd probably make enough on those vehicles to pay for that truck we bought.
Good possibility.
That'd be good. Okay, update on the sewer line out to the industrial park, we've got all the main run, I've just gotta put the tank in now. I won't be able to get to that till next week, but the power company's got the meter and all, everything set out there, so. That's coming to just about done, so. Also, do you know why, what's the matter with our hydro, those power plant, why it's not?
There's something on the accelerator or the thing that starts it that they can't find the controls and they're trying to find them.
Something they were looking at, that one that Terry was.
The one they was trying to get the parts out of, that one in Fountain Green, and I don't think they got them, somebody else got it, the bid to tear, demolish it, and so they wasn't, I don't think they got it.
I just think it has.
It's something to do with that accelerator or something to start it, they can't find the parts, it's too old.
Some kind of control panel or something, I understood, right?
Yeah.
I think that he said something about an exciter or something.
Yeah, it's an exciter or something in the control panel that starts it.
Also, this has been on my mind for quite a while. Well, I think we're getting to the point that we need a city administrator.
So.
Talking to Fairview and Ephraim and these communities, and they swear by it.
Six County has got a job opening out. We are gonna get at least one day free for the next year when they hire a person.
For?
A city administrator, or a city administrator position.
One day a week?
That's what I gotta cut it for this town. I think we need to get a consultant right now to actually come and consult us, especially with Public Works and administrative, and we gotta get all this drama and shit taken care of.
I kind of agree, if we could get, yeah, if we get somebody that in here that can really give us an understanding of what we need.
Yes.
Because I think we're just so damn divided, all of us, we've got to pull this together some way.
Yeah, it's got it. We're wasting way too much time, taxpayers' money, all this crap's gone on.
There's things I don't want to bring up right now, and I don't want to call anybody out.
So an administrator is the same thing as a planner?
He's a CEO of the city.
And they're looking at, you're looking at a salary.
You change your whole form of.
You change a lot of things.
You change your whole form of government.
Right. And I'm just thinking.
We'd be administrator.
Budget-wise, you're looking at.
Yeah, but I think, honestly, budget-wise, I think that he's going to trim enough fat that we're going to be able to pay for him.
I think you're right.
I believe that. Definitely. I mean, talking to Brad.
From the prior administration, I put one up in front before. I wanted a city manager when I first came in. I thought it would be good for the city. Mark's not going to be here forever.
Mark doesn't do anything for the city.
Oh.
Mark's not the city manager, though.
No, he's not the city manager, but we need somebody that knows about the grants and everything down the road.
Dave doesn't have the grants, because all the grants Mark gets, Dave has to run them, and that's part of the trouble we're having right now.
I think it'd be good for you. I think it'd be good for all of us.
I do, too.
To take the load off of you.
I think...
And I think it'd just be good for the whole city, and I think that it would probably save us money in the long run.
I know it would. I'll bet you, I know it would.
I talked to down there the other night when I went down to that meeting. When I went down to that trade the other night, I talked to Ethan, the city manager. A couple of the employees from Ethan there, Lloyd Stevens being one of them. And he says, "Boy, it's the best thing we ever done." He says he takes care of everything and lets the mayor do his job and lets the city council do their job.
That's the way Fairview. I mean, they love it.
Yeah.
They love it.
So I don't know.
I think it has to be voted on by the citizens, let it change.
Yeah, well, that's fine. We can do that.
So what would you have to have?
We'd have to look into it and just see what it takes.
Council would vote on it to get it on the ballot.
I think that people pays theirs. Lady?
Yeah.
Lloyd told me, I can't remember, it's $87,000 a year.
That's over $100.
What?
I'll bet it's over $100.
I don't know, that's...
Well, at least on benefits and that.
I'll bet it pays over $100 and then benefits on top of it.
Well, that's okay.
Yep.
We're not going to get smaller either.
No.
I'll bet it'll pay his way, though. I'll bet you think it'll pay his way.
Anyway, that's where I'm coming from. We decided what we're going to do with this water line on Fourth West.
Since it got tabled, I just basically told Kohler, the only thing we can do is run a 3/4-inch line or a 1-inch, whatever their service is, from Fifth.
I got some quotes.
Fifth South and go over.
I got some quotes to run a main over that, and it's less than $10,000. His bid for the low bid was $36,000. The materials are $10,000, and I know the labor, we could do it in-house for $5,000. You could save $20,000 by doing it ourselves. I don't want to do it, but if the city crew can't do it, I will do it. I don't want him, but they can do it. They've got the material, they've got the manpower, they've got the equipment.
That's Clausen.
I hate seeing just a 3/4-inch line on, because sooner or later you're going to...
Sooner or later you're going to run the line.
Going to run the line.
With the main line get voted down like it did, there wasn't much other option. That's the only thing I could think of we could do.
Well, this is an option. I mean, Dave said he could come up with $10,000, $36,000. He didn't. He said, I don't know where we'd get that.
I know my only fear is just what you guys brought up last time again. If you do it for one, then we're going to have to do it for another, and if they develop, but that's... It puts us in really a tight situation of either way.
But this isn't it our mistake?
Yeah, it is our mistake.
Right.
Yeah.
The other's all going to be our mistake?
No.
Hopefully what we'll do is stay on top of it to where we don't have the mistakes.
Certainly better.
I think you're probably looking at Cecil, probably. You might be looking at a lawsuit if you don't do it.
Well, that's you don't have to bid it out.
That's why not to bid it out. I mean, to put the water in.
That's why we're just coming off of Fifth South and just bringing a 3/4 line on the west side of the road and come right over to hit his meter and serve.
Well, how many other properties are there that maybe a house is going to be on? Is it?
On the
it would be on the east side.
Two and then on the west side.
One more, maybe.
Would be better down the road to put in a line that would handle three more homes or four more homes? Just to get ahead of things, do it right the first time.
Exactly, it's gonna get more expensive anyway.
I don't know.
I think we need to make a decision, whatever it is, we need to make a decision so these people can get some water.
May I just caution that you be careful since you did put it out for a bid, because you could get.
You don't have to follow through with that bid.
I just caution you to be careful.
Well, we feel like we don't have time to do it ourselves.
It's because we took it away and gave it all to the contractors, basically, is the city ordinance, that we don't do it, that we give it to the contractors.
It's not a city ordinance. It is not a city ordinance that you have to give it to that contractor. That's why we have a public works department. Heck, we put public works in the city has done all kinds of water mains and sewer lines.
Right, because the city used to hook it to the houses then.
Yeah, they used to.
Till they changed the ordinance.
I'd have to see the ordinance, so I think we still have to provide it to the property line.
It's our responsibility, yeah, we signed it off.
That's why we have the contractor dig to the main line, and we hook it to the, we tap it into the main line, but the contractor digs it and installs it.
Mayor, just as a point of information on this, when the arena was built, we put out a whole bunch of bids, and all of them went out to general contractors, and they all come back way higher than what we were gonna be able to get from CIB and the other sources. And so at that point, the city pulled in their horns and said, we can do this internally. And they did, and that's why I formed that Arapahoe Community Advisors Group. And that whole arena was built on without a general contractor. I actually acted as the general contractor on that site downtown. So I know that it's legal. Unless something in state law has changed, it's legal for city crews to do an awful lot of things, including a project there that was over $500,000.
There's a lot of, well, I can't remember because I got a notice on it. There's a certain dollar amount you can go up to as a city, and then you cannot go above it. But I can't remember what that is.
I don't know. I guess we were under it.
Because I got a letter from the unions or whatever it is stating that.
Oh, no.
So I can't remember exactly what it is sitting over there at the desk.
Well, when you put bids out, you can reject all
bids. You can reject them, yeah.
I'll blow stake in and order the park, and we'll start on it next week.
I know the big thing that I would strongly advise against is where we experience, and as council chewed us out constantly, and that's why it went the other way, because they claimed nothing else is getting done but the project we're doing. And so they said then we need to focus on the other stuff. Take away the projects. And that's why everything went contract. But.
And that's why they threw it back on the developer, right?
But, so that's, I mean, it, otherwise, like you, I mean, for years, I mean, it's always been.
How long take to dig it in?
And that's why the last administration hired me, because over special projects is to save them money.
Right.
I mean, I don't need the work. I don't actually want the work, but if it's going to save us $20,000, I would do it.
It was an argue and a lot of stuff.
What would it take, Colter, you and, well, your operator and one other?
Yeah, I put three guys down there. And then I'm going to have to borrow the pressure testing equipment from somebody. We don't have the equipment to pressure test the line before we put it in service.
What's that pump upstairs? Doesn't that work?
Which pump?
There's a pressure pump upstairs above your office.
I've never seen it.
I seen it yesterday, day before yesterday.
Where's it at?
Well, Saturday, it's Friday. Just as you go up the steps, clear to the back, before you go into that back room, that's right, just before you go into that back room.
I'll go look at it tomorrow.
Well, we put out another fire. And then hopefully we're on top of the next one, so before we approve the permits, we get everything lined up so we don't have this again.
Because, yeah, well, we need to turn somebody accountable for it. This can't just keep going on.
No, we just got to make sure that it's taken care of.
Can we just run it halfway through the block? Or we...
No.
We created too much of a dead leg.
You wouldn't want dead end. You don't want dead end there. You want... Wouldn't feed it. We'd have to tie in both sides.
It'd take out on the one intersection, you could use on the other ones, or in order to have any pattern for the T.
Thanks, Coker.
You're welcome, Bo.
What else you got?
That's all I got.
What you got, Russ?
I just got the cemetery out there, and they're doing two different bids. I asked them about a cement wall. Just doing cement.
Stand wall or?
The wall, no, the whole wall, an 8-foot wall, all just for the building. And Jeff said they can do some really nice things with cement, finished cement. And he said, then you do away with the vandalism that way. You know, he said, tin, talked about putting tin on it, and he says, they get throwing rocks and dinging it, and he says, and then it's just, and he says, and then, of course, the plywood and the siding is the same thing. It gets cold, they throw rocks on it, and you got troubles. He says, I really believe it. He said, I can show you several, two different bids. I think we need to go with it. And he says, we finish the inside and just do a finished wall on the outside, and then the inside will be a finish. He says, we got all kinds of stuff we can do inside.
Would we have to insulate that concrete somehow if we're going to keep it all winter long?
I didn't bring that up to him, but I would think that would probably be, he talked about just a heater in there, you know, electric heater that would run.
I think if your walls are kind of thick, I don't think you need to insulate it.
Yeah.
If you went 6 inches thick, I bet you wouldn't even.
I think you'd have to go 9 inches thick for the building permit.
I can't imagine needing to insulate it.
I'd imagine they'll be all over that. But anyway, that's what I've just been waiting on them to see what they want to do with that. I says, how much is the cost wise? Because concrete's so expensive. And he says, I don't really know. He says, let me put it together and then put
some numbers together.
And I can get with you. And Mike's still going to donate all the trusses and the wood and everything. And then they wanted to put in, rather than the metal door, it's not fiberglass, I forget what he called it. But he says it's a good heavy duty door and it doesn't take the. It's the one that they used on, they're going to use down at the convoy. Is that a metal door down there? It's not metal. I forget what he called it. But they're doing the bid for me on that up there. So we'll have them. They didn't have them quite ready yet. Then if it gets much later, we might have to wait until spring maybe to. Did you go shoot at Kohler?
Yeah, so top of manhole. From manhole to top of pipe is 7'8". And then when I shot grade, we have about 5 feet of fall from where we want to put the bathrooms to that manhole.
So we're in good shape there. We're going to move it over in the middle of the block.
That's where I shot grade from, was middle.
Okay.
I went shot this afternoon.
Now, we're going to move it over from Memorial, Mayor, into the middle of the block, so it kind of facilitate the soccer field over there too, and then the two new sections. Because not a lot of people, we just got to think, a lot of people don't go to the old section over there, so we want to be...
Or the new section, huh?
Or the new side. But he said that they can make it look really nice with cement. And it takes away the vandalism and whatnot. But other than that, I don't have anything until I get that, I guess. Okay.
There's water running, runs on that east.
Yeah.
East side of the road there.
They was wondering about power.
There's power there, right there, because I think they have power on that Memorial flag.
Yeah, there's power over there. I see over there the flag and everything.
They're going to have to pull in the line. There's a short in that somewhere, and that was shorting out the sprinkler box. We had to run an extension cord over that sprinkler box.
They should be able to pull off over there. I'd imagine pretty easy coming up by the well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, we're just having a little trouble at the night in that sprinkler box.
Yeah, I told him, I said, we'd get him power there before when he got... He was concerned about whether he'd have to run the generator or if we'd have power for him.
Yeah, you can pull that new line in pretty quick.
We need to run an extra conduit when we run the lines, in case we don't put internet or something like that in there, a conduit, just...
Cameras or whatever.
For cameras or something that way.
Okay. Sounds good. That's all I got.
Lundy, what do you have?
Well, just an update on the Aspen Village paving project. We still don't have the deed to that lot we paid for. And we were planning on using it for storm drain storage. With that grant, it's going to have to be engineered, this project. Until we get that deed for that lot, we really can't move forward. It's kind of holding us up. And with the October right around the corner, we're looking at probably having to get organized over the winter and get the engineering done, and then doing that in the spring as early as we can. I know that this grant, I've talked to Dave a little bit about it. You know, there's a lot of requirements with that CBDG grant. You just can't force a project through, you know, without meeting these requirements. So hopefully we can get that deed.
Trenton Brown called me yesterday, and I was going to turn him to you. I didn't want to wake you up this afternoon, but he's with Sunrise Engineering.
Uh-huh.
Trenton Brown is his name, and I can give you his number.
Sure.
Because he had it all engineered before, and that's part of the reason. Yeah. He's hoping it would be quick and easier.
And I told him you had a quote from Hales or from...
I do have a quote from Hales, and I still have a quote from Coughlin. Yeah.
And I told him that, and he was quite excited about that, so...
And he's with Sunrise.
I can find his number.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's just not looking likely that we're going to have it done this fall.
He's the engineer that done the water line in there.
435-896-7613.
Pardon me?
7613.
Okay, I'll reach out to him.
I told him I'd get you after on it.
Perfect. And then that's top priority right now, I think, with roads. Is with all our other projects kind of wrapped up for the year, just staying focused on that. And then I noticed we cut down a bunch of trees here on State. Was that something we did?
The Ambulance Association did it.
Oh, did they?
Yep.
I was thrilled to see that, because that looks so much better right there.
Yeah,
they took down those two giant dead pines by the gym. So that's our property, you know, so.
Speaking of trees, Coulter's got Matt Palmer coming tomorrow to do a second opinion. One thing that really bothered me, and I've never heard of that fungus floating through the air, that it couldn't be used for firewood. And then I thought, every time I go through Indianola, I never see a big pile of firewood anywhere. It's kind of funny.
It's up by Skyline Mountain Resort. I think this guy has he's got a whole bunch of trees up there.
Well, Skyline Mountain Resort pulls them down there and then they burn them in the wintertime, so everybody cleans them away from their cabin.
They have a burn spot.
They have a burn spot there for the wintertime, but it's like, so that's why Coulter's got Matt Palmer coming tomorrow to look at the trees.
I thought that was weird myself, burn them, like we burn down here to the ponds.
It was just way weird to me, it's like, you can't even use them for firewood? It's like, we need to get a second opinion on this, because that's...
I'm sure a lot of folks would love to have that for firewood.
Yeah, that was just kind of weird to me.
That's it, they got all those cabins cut up and hauled away.
Yeah.
Well, see, Paul Roper's interested in cutting, he said he'd go up and cut them limbs up for firewood and everything. He'd get the okay, but the other night, Nick said no on that.
That's...
He was burning...
And that's the property owner?
No, Nick was this tree guy that came last at the city council.
He came down to my house and I haven't called him back. My wife said she said, I want an answer for the door.
Well, I guess, I'm excited to see that, it looks so much better.
It does look better.
And now we probably need to look at, you know, plant some new trees and replace those dead ones there. The ones that are on our property anyway. Well, where does our property end?
Did you ever find out?
I didn't get that.
Do we end at the curb and gutter?
I don't know.
So I reached out to Scott Justison and talked to him on whose property it is. And he brought me, and I forgot the email in my office, but what it states is that the state is not responsible for any vegetation or tree behind the curb. If the city chooses to put them in, the city's responsible or homeowners, et cetera. So the state's not responsible at all for any of the trees behind, or vegetation behind the curb and gutter.
What about the sidewalk? Did it say anything on the sidewalk?
No, I just asked him about trees.
Okay.
So I can ask him about sidewalk.
It'd be nice to get some trees planted there.
I think the sidewalk, the city's put them all in too.
Yeah, but, you know, they come in to see us and they're doing all the ADA.
Yeah, that's what's so weird to me, because the state does that.
The state did that on ours too, so it's kind of weird. I don't know. It doesn't make sense, but...
No, it doesn't.
I've seen them out trimming up trees.
Yeah, I don't know if it affects your plows and stuff, so I don't know.
Anyway, that's all I have.
Okay. Sam, what do you have?
I don't know, our fire truck's going to be longer out. We're still waiting with all this mess of everything, so we're waiting on chassis.
That's a pretty good fire system.
Be outdated by the time you did it.
I know. It's been good as far as not having any.
Yeah.
That's a good thing. That mountain looks pretty nice up there still right now.
It does. It really does. I've got a couple things. So the new well went out to bid Friday. We're going to do a pre-bid meeting here October 12th at 10 a.m. The bids will be due October 19th at 10 a.m. Have the bid opening. Hoping to get everything lined up so we can get approved for October 25th, City Council. Because Mark and Chet and those guys are getting the answer.
Let's get their, the well down here.
To get their money on that new well, the irrigation.
That's not our color.
No, that's the irrigation well. I'm going to call that the irrigation well. And then on our culinary well, Devin emailed me today. Let's see, they've decided now finally to put out a separate bid package for the spring line work, and it's ready to advertise. We have the plans approved from drinking water and got comments back from rural development yesterday. We've addressed the comments and returned a reversion set to rural development. The well High Plains drilling is saying they need additional time and money to move forward with drilling the production well. The city probably has the option to either make adjustments or move forward with High Plains or rebid the well project. We've talked through the situation with rural development and they will accept the recommendation of the city legal counsel on how to best proceed. We'll probably have we'll be better off sticking with the High Plains than rebidding at this point, but we do not need to get it nailed down.
Does he know a dollar amount that they're looking for?
No, and there's something in the contract that Sunrise thought that was in there, so we got to have Kevin Daniels is looking at it to see if it's legal that we can hold them to their initial bid or not. But I'm sure there's probably a loophole in there someplace. There usually is with most contracts. And then the treatment plant and well building plans are nearly completed. They'd like to come sit down with the city, talk through some of the aspects of the design before finalizing and submitting for permit review. So it's kind of an update on that part. Any thoughts on the well? Again, I think we need to see what it would cost or what.
I would say we go with them, or they were the only ones that really give a bid.
Yeah.
To be all fair, but I don't think they need $100,000. I guess it depends on what they're asking for, you know, if it's something just because of.
Diesel's doubled or something.
Fuel costs and everything else and all that. I mean, that's, I don't think it's fair to screw them either.
Yeah.
In a sense of words.
Yep.
Do we have any timeframes? They mention any, maybe early summer?
I don't think you can do it quicker than that. I don't know. All they gotta do is come up and resize it.
Yeah, it shouldn't take too long to re-drill the well, but I don't know if they'll be able to put that spring line in now.
Yeah,
it's pretty time of year. It might wait till spring.
That's probably a good idea, having that two separate things, but it'd be good to know where they're at with what they're expecting for money and time frame.
That's why I'm gonna email Devin. I'll email Devin back and say, you know, what are they asking? How much more money are they asking for, really?
I think it'd be good to get a.
To get an idea.
If they do want to get, you know, if they have them out and it's not bad, then get a date set down where we can maybe get it finished.
Get the well re-drilled and you get it tied in the system. We don't need to wait for the spring line.
Right, right. Yeah. I do know they was done. Still, that change that they done on the.
NCRS stuff.
Yeah, to where they don't have the $25 million cap. And they said it would take probably 5 months on that to get that approved.
It'll be next spring.
We'll all be gone by the time that gets approved, Russ.
It's frustrating because it's kind of holding our roads hostage.
Yes, it is. It's holding lots of things hostage.
And we've, you know, they've proceeded with this financially quite a bit.
That's what I'm wondering about the road. I ain't so sure that we don't need to get together and decide what we want to do with the road. If we want to get some money to, or something, how are we gonna, and do the roads?
That's the tough thing. You hate to put millions into it and then dig them right back up, but it's, how long do you keep waiting?
Yeah, that's one thing.
Oh, this federal government stuff's crazy.
I think we have the one road bond paid off in 2025, but we're paying on right now. I think it's 2025.
So if they cut them and everything and dig them, we just patch them, and the next time you chip seal them or whatever, that it'd all be covered up.
It would be covered up.
Yeah.
What I'd like, if we did do the roads and they had to cut them, I would make them fill them with flowable fill.
That's what I say, flowable fill, because then you ain't gonna get as much. You ain't
when you're compaction, you don't have to worry about compaction.
Just save all your headaches.
Yeah. Just 3 inches of asphalt on top of it.
I just think it's something we really need to look at, because citizens are, I get hit on the roads more than anything. Probably
The worst thing is that we're gonna have to do something with our irrigation system by 2030. Because it all has to be metered by 2030. So that is the worst part coming. Either way, something's gonna have to be done with it.
So that's 7 years, 8 years.
Yep. The only other thing I had is the lighting parade. Brittany wanted me to mention that. November 26th.
Parade or just
the lighting. I could just call it the lighting parade. The lighting celebration, I guess, is the way to say it. 4 to 6:30. She would like the city council to come serve hot chocolate.
That's on the what?
It's on November 26th. It's a Saturday.
November.
Hot chocolate we can drink.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a Saturday after Thanksgiving. And then, did you get the trailer from Mike Bowles for 4th of July? Would you see if he'd be willing to let us use it again?
Sure.
And put it so maybe the semi could pull into the drive up when we're up, so we put the trailer more kind of here again.
I'm sure you will. One other thing, question, what's about the warm-up building for the contour? Where are we at with that?
I'm not sure. I know Dave was trying to get the three other bids or the two other bids.
Yeah, I know that. I know he's got two. He's got the one that I got from my contact at Roper Buildings, and then Bob had one from another guy.
And the one that I seen from Swift will probably have to change because it still has before July 1st. I think the bids all had to be after July 1st because that's when we got awarded the money.
This bid I got from Roper is like May 5th.
Yeah, I think now it'll be after July 1st.
They have to be after that?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah, they have to be after that because we didn't get the money awarded to it. Well, we got it awarded to us, but we didn't have access to it until the 1st of July.
Okay. But if the money was awarded, that should have been good enough.
I thought that was already cut and dry as far as the bid.
We voted on it.
So my understanding is, and this is what Dave's telling me, is that we have to have at least, according to the state, we have to have the three. He has to have proof to do the grant that we had other bids. Because you have to submit all that in with the grant, the finalization papers. It'll be the same way on Astro Village up here, even though we've got the bids.
They don't have the bids right now? Do we have all the old bids?
We had them, but they got lost. Somewhere they got lost.
Yeah. I don't know.
And I seen all three of them. And I don't know what happened to them. They disappeared. I don't know what happened to them.
Mark don't know where they are?
He swears he turned them into the office.
I haven't seen them, so I don't know. I've never seen them folded.
I don't know. We all voted unanimously to approve it.
Yeah, the $351,000, wasn't it?
They have hoops you have to jump through that I'm not
speaking.
Yeah.
She's
going to
have all those bids.
It doesn't mean
anything. Yeah, I think it's still going to Swift, ain't they?
Yeah, it's still going to Swift, but we need...
You have to have the comparison.
We just have to have the comparison because we got to keep that grant folder so proof that we have other bids.
So if Dave's working on that, I guess, then?
Yeah.
So Dave's just working on getting the other two.
He's asked Mont for them, and Mont hasn't come up with them. I do know that.
Tony gave them to Dave. Dave says he's never seen them, and so nobody knows where they've gone.
Yeah.
I never saw them.
If we knew the companies, I'm sure we could get a hold of them, because I'm sure they've got them on file.
I've got the email on my computer still, but I'll get it updated. I'll call them and get it updated.
Because I think that's what we got to do on Switch, because I did see the copy of the contract. It was still dated like June 22nd or something.
Still on graveyard?
Oh boy.
Sounds like the warning.
3-day death march.
He said he still honor the
313.
I think we have to just getting changed to
beyond 3-day.
Date, that's what I'm saying. Just so we cover the states. So we cover the state's basis so we don't get in trouble or not have getting the whole thing built when the state says, oh, wait, like you did. This was out of the court corner of your time frame to where.
But they set me up for the
day. Because that's all we need
to send out work on.
And then a couple other bids. So
we got them done.
Went out to other bids.
And then there was downtime. So usually wasn't a lot, but you can get an hour and a half, 2 hours.
Yep.
Between that and your lunch. Yep.
My foreman's so high shot.
Gene, do you know what this is?
You can't get away from it. He runs you 13 hours. Look, if you need a second.
Yeah. Anybody else got anything?
Nope.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Okay. 2 seconds.
I'll second.
7 seconds. Let's all favor.
Beat you to it tonight, Skate.
What's the other? Not Marilyn. What's the other lady in the office?
Ken.
Ken.
Chris seconded.
I did.
My gosh, this is the dirtiest we got out of this place in months.